There in Luke 19 and 37, it reads, when he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Why All the Excitement? Why All the Excitement? We celebrate Palm Sunday today because of what it means in the life of the Christian, in the life of the believer. Jesus coming into Jerusalem, greeted by those who are waiting for his arrival, and they're waving palm branches. It is but a reminder of our need to welcome Jesus into our hearts. It's bigger than the palm you'll get later. It marks the start of what we call the Passion Week. This is going to be a hard week for our Lord and Savior as he heads toward the cross. The anticipation, what he's had to go through by way of struggle, and yet it is his earthly ministry. At the time of the text, Jesus is making his way toward Jerusalem. He reaches out to a couple of his disciples and say to them, I need for you to go into the village to get my transportation, so to speak, to get a colt. And when you get there, just untie him. And if anyone asks you why you're doing it, let them know that the Lord has need of it. Even right there, I begin to think about the obedience, that how many of us will just do what the Lord tells us to do? How many of us will not debate, ask too many questions, but just go? And when you get there, here is what you say to anyone who might inquire. The Lord has given us some things to say, and we've added onto them. We've made it our own, but just in that, I just caught the obedience. They found the colt, never been ridden before, and they head toward Jerusalem. It was like a parade scene of sorts, that there were those who took off their cloaks and laid it in the middle of the pathway so that Jesus would walk and ride through on the colt. Others were there beginning to tear down palm branches. In that region, you would find some palms. I'm a Florida boy, but we didn't have very many palm trees in my neck of the woods, mostly pine trees. But you'd find a palm tree every now and then. And there were those, of course, who got those palms and began to wave them in celebration unto the Lord. The people lined the street that day, and I take the text literal, they were shouting. Yes. Nobody was being cool and calm and collected. They were shouting with loud voices. Like my wife shouted about the Orioles game on yesterday, she was shouting. The way you shouted at your last concert. It may have been Beyonce, it may have been someone else, but you give it up. Amen. You shout.
Yes.
I don't know anybody that goes to a concert and just sits there and say, well, you know, no, you really get into it. But then think about this crowd. They were shouting unto the Lord. There was excitement. This was a time when normally dignitaries would come along this path. Those who had gone out and won in battle, and there would be stallions coming into town. It was customary. But today, a humble servant would come into town riding a colt. Excitement. You know, verse 37 kind of arrested me. Well, what do you mean? I've been reading over that passage and reading the whole text, and I kept coming back to verse 37 where it says that it was Jesus coming in. They had the loud voices, and it was for all the miracles that they had seen. That's the why of the excitement. It's the text that we see that a miracle, by way of the Bible dictionary, is an event that involves the direct and powerful action of God, transcending the ordinary. It is God employing miracles in the Bible to reveal himself, to reveal his character and his purposes to humans like you and I. Miracles are evidence of God's presence and God's power. Let me pause for a second and say, do you believe that? How many persons believe in miracles? Amen. I may ask that question again. It's a part of the poll. Other words that describe miracles might be mighty works or signs and wonders or powers. But we have come today to declare that when it comes to what these persons experienced, it was the miracles that were seen. And the miracles that were experienced, and then of course, the one who performed them in the form of the miracle worker. This text did kind of stop me for a second because I've missed it before in the past. They gave God praise for all the miracles they had seen. The praise party there in Jerusalem was driven by miracles. But I begin to ask the question, what miracles had they seen? Luke didn't say, well, here's a list. But I did my own homework, and I began to say perhaps they were the ones with the VIP passes who were there at the very first miracle when Jesus turned water into wine. It's again about what they have seen. Can you imagine being there and you got word through the grapevine that the wine had run out? Jesus was minding his own business. Mama said, listen, the wine has run out. Don't want to embarrass nobody. But I'll get these servants together. Just do whatever he says do. Fill those water pots up. And what happens is that a miracle takes place. Not just that. Persons may have gotten a glimpse of Jesus walking on the water. Do you believe he really walked on the water? If you believe the whole text, then you believe he also calmed the raging sea. And the fact of the matter is he's had to calm some moments in your life. You may have come in and say, I've been in situations where it seemed like the tempest was so high that I could not make it. And did God not, through Christ, speak a word into your spirit to just calm you down? Oh, I know y'all cool. But I mean, have you been in a moment where God had to just calm you down? I sense that these persons on the parade route had seen miracles before. What miracles have you and I seen that have caused us to be excited? My miracle may not be your miracle. Getting up this morning to me was a miracle. Hallelujah. Any witnesses today? Blessed be the God. A roof over my head. It's a miracle because some people have lost their homes. That's a miracle. A little food on the table, a miracle. Some folk are starving in the streets. Don't tell me that God is still not performing miracles in the lives of his people today. Amen. Maybe they were the ones who were a part of the 5,000, but somehow those persons there in Jerusalem were excited because they had seen miracles. But they also experienced miracles. Their names were not listed, but it's possible, maybe, that the leper was there. Say, listen, I didn't just see it, but I had a change and a transformation in my life. That's why I'm excited. Maybe it was the woman with the issue of blood not identified in the text. Perhaps she was there along the route saying, if you knew what I'd been through for 12 long years, I got to wave my hands in the air because I have experienced a miracle. not what somebody told me, not what I read in a book. Amen? And maybe some of the blind men from all the gospels say, where you going? I'm going down to see Jesus come in because I got to testify because of what he's done in my... Can you imagine that maybe the blind man, one hunch, bro, we need to go down there and give God some praise. How many folk know we can't give God enough praise today because of all that he has done? Experience. Maybe Brother Lazarus said, listen, I'm going too. He just raised me not moments ago. And so this sense of experiencing the miracles of God is what ought to get us excited. Amen?
Amen.
Now, mind you, some folk follow just so they could see the miracles. But seeing is believing. When God has done something in your life, you can testify it was a miracle. My miracle may not be your miracle, but God is still performing miracles. Even today, it's not magic, it's miracle.
Yes,
amen?
Yes.
It's not some hokey-doke stuff, it's miracle. Anybody know what a miracle looks like and feels like today? My God, the fact that I can speak is a miracle. The fact that I can put two words together is a miracle. You know, I used to stutter. I used to struggle to speak, but blessed be the God that he not touched my tongue one day, and now I'm proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. Experiencing miracles. That's why they were. They'd seen miracles, but they had a relationship of sorts with the miracle worker.
Yeah. Yeah.
The birth of Jesus Christ was a miracle. Born of a virgin. A miracle. Mary even confessed to the angel, how can this be? You don't know who I am. I'm just a handmaid. I'm just a young girl living in the hood of Nazareth, and I'm chosen. It's a miracle. He continues to perform miracles. He's made it possible in our life and know who it is that perform miracles. I'm not much of magician type, but you know, you wonder, how did they move that card? But Jesus is able to arrange things in our lives as evidence that there is no doubt that the Lord did it.
Yeah.
Ever had some folk who tried to take credit for your miracle? Yeah, you know, if I had lent you $2, you wouldn't have made it. Had I not let you borrow my car, you wouldn't have got to the job that's paying you. They try to get all the glory for what God is doing in your life. Oh, miracles and blessings belong to him, and he alone is the one. As he heads toward Jerusalem, those in the crowd, some were critical. Some said he's only a miracle worker, and some would say later, crucify him, crucify him. But I'm glad today that it was at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens of my heart rolled away. That's a miracle. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. The miracle worker was abused and beaten, and the miracle worker died on an old rugged cross, but the miracle worker, a miracle, he got up on the third day morning with all power in his hand. That was a miracle all by itself. Jesus, the Son of God, is now sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for the saints, those who don't deserve it. He's praying.
Right.
You wonder where miracles come from. Amen.
Yeah.
But for today, find your place in the crowd. Grab a palm branch in the midst of your praise and excitement, and allow Jesus to ride into your heart today. When you allow him to ride into your life, some things are bound to happen with your permission. He will rearrange your life. If you allow him to ride into your experience, He'll put the broken pieces back together if you will allow him to ride into your life. He will renew your mind. You'll think on the things of Christ if you allow him to ride into your life. He will rescue you from bondage if you would but allow him to ride into your life. He'll give rest for your soul if you would but allow him to ride into your experience. He'll remix some situations in life that it will be brighter than it ever was before, only if you give him permission to ride into your life. He'll remind you of what he's already done in your past, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forth to those things which are before. If you allow him to ride into your life today, he'll realign your life and you won't be shaky, but you'll be on stable ground. If you allow him to move and to ride into your life today, he'll rekindle your spirit. He will stir up the gift that's already in you again. No pressure, only if you allow him to ride into your life today. He'll refine you so you'll come forth as pure gold today, only if you allow him to ride into your life today. He'll refresh you. You'll come out all set to praise him, and he'll recharge you, and he'll reset your life. And you modern folk know he'll reboot your life. Every now and then, you got to turn some things off so God can turn some things on, only if you allow him to ride into your life. I feel my help coming right now. He will reign in your life if you will allow him to come in today. But I'm excited about this. He will allow you to rejoice because you'll be able to shout, because you'll have something to shout about. Ride on, King Jesus. No man cannot hinder you. Ride on, King Jesus, ride on. And so right now, I want him to come on and saddle up and ride into my experience today. I open the gate of my heart today to allow the Lord, not on a coat, but to allow him in the spirit to just march on into my life today. Anybody open to allow the Savior to come right on in? Has everybody made a pathway for him to come into your life and to change your life around? And when he does that, all you can say is that hallelujah and hosanna for all the great things you've done. I don't think you feel me quite yet when you allow him to show up to have his way in your life and allow him to come in and take out the good and put some other stuff in. Won't he do it today? Has he done it in your life today? When you say, come on, walk in the spirit so I don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Why all the excitement? I'm excited because he saved my soul. I'm excited because he made me whole. I'm excited because he continues to be a blessing in my... Do I have two witnesses today? Have you opened the gate and allowed the Lord Jesus to just step on up into your situation and to make a change in your life? That's why there is excitement. Why y'all so loud? Why are you doing all of that? It don't take all of that. But when you've seen the miracles of God operating in your life, my God, you can't help yourself. When you look at your own life and realize, had it not been for the Lord on my side, I would not have made it. And that's why I get excited. And that's why I praise him in the morning. And that's why I praise him in the noonday. And that's why I praise him late at night. Anybody excited? Oh, y'all still look too cool. Anybody want to just give God the praise today for what he has done? I want to take you down where he's coming in, and you got the best seat in the house. It looks like Jesus coming into my experience, and when I see him, I may have to tippy toe to get a peek of him. But when I look at what he's done, there ought to be excitement. Why all the excitement? That is the word of God today. Come on, stand today. It's not about the palm. They could have got excited without a palm. But when you begin to assess what God has done for you, isn't it amazing what He does for us? All that they had experienced, all that you've been through, that's why they were joyfully praising God. Father, in the name of Jesus, remind us today that it's not just another passage in the Bible, but we transplant ourselves along that route as we see the people waving their palms because of the miracles. If there's one today who wants to give their heart to you, it's a miracle when a man or a woman decides to accept you as their personal Savior. It's a miracle how you would change lives around. Do it today, we pray, even now, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Maybe you've come today, you desire to be a part of this fellowship. Saints of old would say, just walk down the aisle. You can do that. But as of late, I've just gotten inquiries. When does the next new member class start? That's all right. We'll be announcing that.